If you turn, if you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, a day that we have joy and pleasure in, a day that we have great feelings for. Now, you know, I just want to consider something called visualization. We all do it all the time. We see a person, and we make our mind up about what they're like from the first time we see them. We later can be proven right or wrong about what we thought. But you see a person walking down the street, the person that we normally think of as a bum, they're dressed scrubbily and they're unshaven. And when I say unshaven, I mean unshaven. You know the difference. And they have on horrible clothes and they're pulling something behind them. We just think the man just doesn't have any money and he's in this case and that case. And there are literally hundreds of these people out there who are very wealthy people. I mean, it's been proven over the years. For whatever reason, I can't say I can figure that out, but for whatever reason, they choose to live and be that way. Okay? We visualize people and we come up with concepts. We do it all the time. When it comes time to come to services, what kinds of thoughts go through your mind? Do you look forward to coming because you look forward to the great food that we have? I mean, I know I do. You look forward to that. Do you look forward to seeing the other people that are here and talking to them and spending time with them? We should. Or do you say, oh no, here comes the Sabbath again. We got to sit and listen to preaching for an hour or two. Or we have to sit and we can't move around. We've got to dress up. Are those the kinds of thoughts? Because if you start out with those thoughts, I guarantee you every Sabbath is going to be bad for you. Every single one. You can change the thoughts. You know, they say habits can be changed in 18 days. They say about 3 weeks, but what I've heard is 18 days. If you tell yourself the same thing for 18 days, over and over and over again, whatever it is, you'll believe it. You can make yourself into the best bank robber in the world, or you can make yourself into the best cop in the world. And that's just what people do. And the whole point of this relates to the Sabbath. You can view coming here negatively, or you can view coming here positively. And it should be a positive thing. So you, when you're sitting there and you're thinking about somebody preaching, don't think about how long it is. Try to think about what it is I can gain from it. Before you come, look for, as I used to say, the pearls of wisdom, because they're there. Some tidbit of information that Yahweh has for you individually, for each one of you. And it's different for all of us. I guarantee you when Elder World comes up for the sermon later, there's going to be something in there that every single one of us will be able to benefit from. But it won't necessarily be the same thing. And if you're not taking the time to listen for it, you'll miss it. So don't miss it. Listen. Pay attention and try to understand it. Let me finish the passage. If you call the Sabbath a delight and the holy of Yahweh honorable and shall honor it, not doing your own ways, that goes back to doing your pleasure, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then shall you delight yourself in Yahweh. And I will make you to ride upon the high places of the earth, and I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it. This day is a day that we're supposed to enjoy, a day that we look forward to. And I hope from this time forward we can view it that way all collectively, from the youngest one in the room to the eldest, whoever they may be. May Yahweh bless us as we strive to keep him, keep his day holy, and to worship him in a way that's acceptable in his sight.